Welcome to the Renal Diet Headquarters podcast with your host, Mathia Ford, CEO of Renal Diet Headquarters. This is our weekly talk about how you can succeed with a kidney diet. Brought to you by RenalDietHQ.com, a website whose mission is to be the most valued resource on kidney disease that people can use to improve their health.
Managing both kidney disease and diabetes can be challenging, but a diabetic renal diet meal plan can help individuals effectively manage these conditions. This comprehensive food plan focuses on controlling carbohydrate intake, balancing your protein levels, and practicing portion control. Making informed food choices and adapting your lifestyle, you can maintain your health and well-being. Today, I'm going to explore the importance of a diabetic renal diet and the impact of carbohydrates and protein on your kidney health, as well as practical tips for incorporating a meal plan into your daily routine. And I have meal plans for people with pre-dialysis and diabetes on my website, and you'll find the link in the description below. You might be wondering about who I am and why I'm qualified to talk about this. If you're someone living with chronic kidney disease, I've got great news for you. Hello, I'm Mathia Ford, a registered dietitian nutritionist specializing in chronic kidney disease and owner of RenalDietHQ.com. I specialize in helping people just like you improve their health by making simple yet delicious changes to your meals. Together, we could transform your eating habits, boost your overall well-being, and ensure that you're enjoying every bite along the way. Say goodbye to bland and boring meals and say hello to a healthier, more vibrant life. Let's get started on this incredible journey to better health together. Visit RenalDietHQ.com today and take the first step towards a healthier lifestyle. Diabetes and kidney disease often go hand in hand, with diabetes being one of the leading causes of kidney damage. To effectively manage both conditions, it is crucial to monitor and control blood sugar levels through medication, diet, and lifestyle changes. Early detection of kidney disease is key in preventing further damage and complications, making regular screenings and checkups essential for individuals with diabetes. Diabetic kidney disease, also known as DKD, is also known as diabetic nephropathy. It's a serious complication of diabetes mellitus that affects the kidneys. It's the leading cause of CKD and end-stage renal disease worldwide. DKD develops over a prolonged period, often years, due to poorly controlled diabetes and elevated blood sugar levels. The primary underlying cause of DKD is high blood glucose, also known as blood sugar, damaging the small vessels in the kidneys' filtering units, which are called glomeruli. This damage leads to a gradual loss of kidney function, impaired filtration, and increased protein leakage into the urine, a condition known as proteinuria. Over time, these changes can progress to more severe stages of CKD and eventually ESRD, necessitating dialysis or kidney transplant. Risk factors for DKD include longstanding diabetes, especially type 1 or type 2, that is poorly controlled. Other contributing factors include high blood pressure, a genetic predisposition, and certain ethnic backgrounds. Early stages of DKD may be asymptomatic, but as it progresses, symptoms like swelling, increased fatigue, difficulty concentrating, and high blood pressure can emerge. Prevention and management of DKD involve tightly controlling blood glucose levels, managing blood pressure, adhering to a kidney-friendly diet, and avoiding smoking and excessive alcohol intake. Regular monitoring of kidney function through blood and urine tests is crucial for early detection and intervention. Timely and comprehensive care can slow the progression of DKD, enhance your quality of life, and reduce the risk of complications associated with kidney damage. Diabetes is a chronic metabolic disorder characterized by elevated blood sugar levels due to insufficient insulin production, or impaired insulin production, or both. There are two main types of diabetes. Type 1, where the immune system attacks and destroys the cells in your pancreas that produce insulin, therefore leaving you with no ability to have insulin. And type 2 diabetes, where the body becomes resistant to insulin or also doesn't produce enough of it, or maybe both. In addition to chronic kidney disease, diabetes can lead to a range of other complications affecting your various organs and systems. Cardiovascular complications are common, including a higher risk of heart disease, stroke, and peripheral artery disease. Diabetes can damage blood vessels and nerves, leading to peripheral neuropathy, which causes numbness, tingling, and pain in the extremities. This nerve damage can also lead to diabetic foot ulcers and infections that are difficult to heal, potentially leading to amputations. Diabetes can affect the eyes and cause diabetic retinopathy, a leading cause of blindness, and can contribute to cataracts and glaucoma. It can also impair immune function, making individuals more susceptible to infections, slow wound healing, and an increased risk of gum disease. Additionally, diabetes can disrupt hormonal balance, contributing to sexual dysfunction, particularly in men. Managing diabetes involves maintaining healthy blood sugar levels through a combination of medication, insulin therapy, lifestyle changes like a healthy diet and regular exercise, and consistent monitoring. Early diagnosis and effective management are key to preventing or minimizing the impact of these complications on overall health and quality of life. For people with both diabetes and kidney problems, the importance of following a balanced diet cannot be overemphasized. A diabetic kidney diet is crucial for managing both conditions and promoting overall health. By managing blood sugar levels and preserving kidney function through dietary strategies, you can improve your quality of life and reduce the risk of complications. A diabetic renal diet carefully monitors protein intake, as excessive protein can stress the kidneys. It also manages phosphorus, potassium, and sodium levels to prevent electrolyte imbalances that can further harm kidney function, especially when you progress to stages 4 and stage 5. By promoting balanced nutrition and controlling blood sugar, a diabetic kidney disease diet contributes to overall kidney health and minimizes the progression of kidney disease. Collaborating with your healthcare professionals and registered dietitians ensures that the diet aligns with the individual's specific health needs, supporting your long-term kidney function and your diabetes management. Carbohydrates play a crucial role in managing blood sugar levels for individuals with diabetes. Understanding your carb choices is essential for maintaining a proper glucose control. Balancing carbohydrates with protein intake is also important to ensure a well-rounded and nutritious renal diabetic diet plan. Limiting processed grains and opting for whole grains is recommended, as they have a lower impact on your blood sugar levels. When it comes to managing your diabetes and kidney disease, understanding how carbohydrates affect your blood sugar control is crucial. By making smart carbohydrate choices and incorporating them into your meal planning, you can better manage your diabetes and maintain stable blood sugar levels. One helpful tool in choosing the right carbohydrates is the glycemic index, also known as GI. This index measures how quickly a food raises your blood sugar levels. Foods with a high GI value can cause a rapid spike in blood sugar, whereas whole foods with a lower GI value can cause a slower, more gradual increase. See the description for a link to an article about carbohydrates and the glycemic index. By focusing on low GI foods like whole grains, sweet potatoes, legumes, and non-starchy vegetables, you can help stabilize your blood sugar levels while still enjoying delicious meals. Remember to work closely with your healthcare team to create an individualized meal plan that meets both your diabetes management goals and your kidney disease management goals. Talking about carb choices for diabetics, you can look for whole grains, sweet potatoes, legumes, non-starchy vegetables as your carb choices to help you stabilize blood sugar levels. When meal planning on a diabetic kidney disease diet, it's important to consider carb counting and choosing the right carbohydrates that won't cause spikes in blood sugar. I'm going to put a link in the description below to my book on Amazon that talks about carbohydrate counting. Whole grains like quinoa, wild rice, and brown rice are excellent choices because they're higher in fiber and they have a lower glycemic index compared to processed grains. Sweet potatoes provide complex carbs and are rich in fiber, vitamins, and minerals. Legumes such as lentils and black beans are not only great sources of protein, but also contain healthy carbs that are slowly digested by the body. Non-starchy vegetables like broccoli, spinach, and peppers can be eaten in abundance as they are low in carbs and calories. Remember to watch portion sizes when consuming carbohydrates on a renal diabetic diet and include healthy snack options such as nuts or Greek yogurt for added protein without excessive carbs. In a renal diabetic diet, the role of sweets and simple sugars and carbohydrate intake is crucial to maintain a stable blood sugar levels and support your kidney health. Foods rich in simple sugars can cause rapid spikes in blood glucose, putting extra strain on the kidneys and the blood vessels. Thus, it's important to limit the consumption of such food. Individuals on a renal diet should focus on consuming complex carbohydrates that are digested more slowly, leading to gradual and steady rises in blood sugar. These carbohydrates provide sustained energy without overwhelming the kidneys or causing drastic fluctuations in blood sugar. Foods to avoid or consume sparingly include sugary beverages, candies, pastries, cakes, and cookies. Processed foods high in refined sugar should also be limited. Instead, emphasis should be placed on whole grains, legumes, fruits with a lower glycemic index, such as berries and apples, and non-starchy vegetables. These options provide essential nutrients, dietary fiber, and slower increase in your blood sugar levels. Balancing your carbohydrate intake with appropriate portions and focusing on the quality of carbs can help individuals with diabetes manage their blood sugar effectively and maintain kidney health in the context of a renal diabetic diet. Consulting with a registered dietitian can provide personalized guidance tailored to your individual dietary needs and health goals. Protein plays a crucial role in kidney health. It's responsible for repairing and building tissues. However, individuals with kidney disease need to be mindful of their protein intake. The kidneys may have difficulty processing excessive amounts of protein. A renal diet plan takes into account the appropriate amount of protein. It aims to support overall kidney function while still managing diabetes and maintaining optimal health. If you have kidney disease, it's important to control your protein intake to help maintain kidney function. Protein requirements may vary depending on the stage of kidney disease and other factors, but usually it's a lower amount of protein than you're used to eating. In a renal diet, there are restrictions on the amount of protein that should be consumed. High protein intake can increase the workload on the kidneys, so it is crucial to balance protein intake with kidney function. Additionally, for individuals with diabetes, managing both conditions becomes even more important. Protein plays a role in controlling blood sugar levels and can affect diabetes management. It's necessary to choose protein sources wisely, opting for lean meats, poultry, fish, low-fat dairy products, legumes, and tofu. These options provide essential nutrients while minimizing stress on the kidneys and helping regulate blood sugar levels effectively in individuals with diabetes and kidney disease. Incorporating suitable sources of protein into your meals can support kidney health while following a specific dietary regimen. Protein intake is an important aspect of renal health, but it needs to be carefully managed due to dietary restrictions and the impact on kidney function. When meal planning for a renal diet, it's essential to consider the following. Opt for high-quality protein sources like lean meats, poultry, fish, eggs, and low-fat dairy products. Limit red meat consumption as it contains higher amounts of phosphorus and may increase the workload on the kidneys. Balance protein intake with other nutrients like carbohydrates and fats to ensure adequate nutrition without overburdening your kidneys. Consult with a registered dietitian who specializes in renal nutrition to determine the appropriate amount of protein based on your individual needs and stage of kidney disease. By incorporating these guidelines into your meal planning, you can support kidney health while managing diabetes and maintaining overall well-being. Navigating your diabetic renal diet requires thoughtful meal planning. It involves making informed choices to support both diabetes management and kidney health. To strike this balance, avoiding high sugar and high sodium foods is crucial as they can exacerbate complications. Instead, focus on incorporating nutrient-rich options like fruits, vegetables, lean proteins, and whole grains. These choices aid in blood sugar regulation and alleviate strain on the kidneys. Crafting a diet tailored to your needs ensures a healthier path forward, promoting overall well-being while effectively managing diabetes and safeguarding renal function. Now let's talk about meal planning. Creating a well-structured meal plan in advance is a valuable strategy for effectively managing a diabetic renal diet. Such planning helps individuals with both diabetes and kidney disease make informed dietary choices, promote blood sugar control, and support kidney health. By planning meals ahead, you can carefully select foods that are low in phosphorus, sodium, and potassium, while also being mindful of carbohydrate content to manage your blood sugar levels. This proactive approach ensures that you're consuming the right balance of nutrients without compromising your health. Moreover, meal planning can help prevent impulse eating or making unhealthy food choices due to hunger or time constraints. It allows for portion control and consistent distribution of nutrients throughout the day, promoting stable blood sugar levels and easing the burden on compromised kidneys. Planning meals in advance also makes grocery shopping more focused and efficient, ensuring you have the necessary ingredients on hand to prepare kidney-friendly and diabetes-friendly meals. And again, I want to remind you that we have meal plans for people with kidney disease and pre-dialysis, and I will link to those in the description. What foods should you include in a diabetic renal diet to support both your diabetes management and your kidney health? Let's focus on incorporating lean proteins, opting for lean protein sources like skinless poultry, fish, eggs, and plant-based proteins like legumes and tofu. These provide essential amino acids without overburdening the kidneys. Whole grains, choosing whole grains like brown rice, quinoa, whole wheat bread, and oats. They offer complex carbohydrates and fiber, aiding in blood sugar control and digestive health. Non-starchy vegetables include a variety of non-starchy vegetables like broccoli, spinach, cauliflower, and bell peppers. They're low in carbohydrates and rich in vitamins, minerals, and fiber. Berries like blueberries, strawberries, and raspberries are low in sugar and packed with antioxidants, promoting heart and kidney health. Healthy fats incorporate sources of healthy fats such as avocados, nuts, seeds, and olive oil, which can help manage blood sugar and support overall well-being. Low-fat dairy or dairy alternatives. Choose low-fat or unsweetened dairy products or dairy alternatives, ensuring moderate consumption to balance protein and calcium intake. Number 7, portion-controlled fruits. Opt for fruits with lower glycemic index, such as apples, pears, and berries. Monitor portion sizes to manage carbohydrate intake. And number 8, herbs and spices. Flavor your dishes with herbs and spices instead of excessive salt to enhance taste without contributing to sodium levels. Consult with a registered dietitian to tailor a specific diabetic renal diet that aligns with your nutritional requirements, medical conditions, and preferences. Now, what food should you avoid in a diabetic renal diet? It's crucial to avoid foods that can worsen blood sugar control and put additional stress on the kidneys. So here are some foods to steer clear of. High sugar foods, avoiding sugary treats like candies, pastries, sugary cereals, and sweetened beverages, as they can cause rapid spikes in blood sugar levels. Number 2, processed foods. Stay away from heavily processed foods high in sodium, additives, and unhealthy fats, as they can contribute to kidney strain and worsen diabetes management. High sodium foods, limiting high sodium foods like processed meats, canned soups, salty snacks, as an excessive sodium intake can lead to fluid retention and higher blood pressure and also damage your kidneys. Full fat dairy, reduce consumption of full fat dairy products to manage saturated fat intake and promote heart health. 5, high potassium foods. Depending on your kidney function and your stage, you should limit high potassium foods like bananas, oranges, tomatoes, and potatoes, as they can accumulate potassium in the blood when the kidneys are compromised. Number 6, high phosphorus foods. If you need to restrict foods high in phosphorus, like processed meats, cheese, and cola, you might need to do this in stages 4 and 5. 7, fried and fatty foods. Minimize fried and fatty foods, which can contribute to weight gain and impact insulin sensitivity. Number 8, excessive protein. As your kidney function declines, moderate protein intake is to prevent the accumulation of waste products in the blood. Adhering to a well-balanced diabetic renal diet with the guidance of a healthcare professional or registered dietitian can help manage blood sugar levels and maintain kidney function. When it comes to managing a diabetic renal diet, portion control plays a crucial role in maintaining blood sugar levels and kidney health. Understanding the appropriate serving sizes of different food groups can help prevent overconsumption of carbohydrates and proteins, which can negatively affect diabetes control and kidney function. Limiting sodium intake is essential for individuals with renal disease, as it helps manage fluid balance and blood pressure. By practicing portion control and being mindful of sodium intake, individuals can effectively manage their diabetic renal diet while supporting their overall health. Make sure you pay attention to the serving sizes of your meals and snacks, as portion control is crucial for managing both diabetes and kidney disease. Following serving guidelines can help you maintain a balanced diet while meeting your nutritional requirements. When meal planning, it's important to consider the recommended servings of different food groups like fruits, vegetables, grains, protein, and dairy products. Portion control tips include measuring your food with measuring cups or a food scale, using smaller plates and bowls to visually trick yourself into eating less, and being mindful of how much you're eating at each meal. Incorporating healthy snack options can help curb hunger between meals without overindulging. Remember that portion control plays a significant role in managing diabetes and kidney disease effectively. Practicing portion control is essential in diabetic renal diet to balance carbohydrate and protein intake while managing blood sugar and kidney health. Here's how to do it effectively. Number one, use measuring tools. Use measuring cups, scales, and portion control plates to accurately measure portions. This ensures you're consuming the right amount of carbohydrates and proteins. Focus on balanced meals. Divide your plate into sections, half for non-starchy vegetables, a quarter for lean protein, and a quarter for whole grains or starchy vegetables. This encourages balanced nutrient intake. Control your carbs. Monitor your carbohydrate intake by measuring portions of carbohydrate-rich foods like rice, pasta, and bread. Opt for whole grains and fiber-rich options. Choose lean proteins. Select lean protein sources such as skinless poultry, fish, tofu, and legumes. Measure protein portions to avoid overconsumption. Monitor potassium and phosphorus for kidney health. Watch portion sizes of high potassium and high phosphorus foods like bananas, oranges, and dairy products. Snack smartly. If snacking, portion out snacks in advance to avoid mindless eating. Choose protein-rich and low-carb options like nuts, seeds, or Greek yogurt. Work with a registered dietitian to create personalized meal plans and portion guidelines based on your specific health needs, kidney function, and diabetes management goals. And number eight, regular monitoring. Regularly monitoring your blood sugar levels and consulting your healthcare team to make any necessary adjustments to your portion control strategies is important. By practicing portion control and making mindful food choices, you can maintain stable blood sugar levels, support kidney health, and effectively manage your diabetic renal diet. Now that we have discussed the importance of balancing carbohydrates and protein in a diabetic renal diet, let's shift our focus to limiting sodium intake. Sodium plays a significant role in managing blood pressure and fluid retention, both of which are crucial for individuals with kidney disease and diabetes. It is essential to be mindful of hidden sources of sodium in our diet and explore low sodium alternatives. To help you visualize the impact of sodium on your meals, see the description below. I will put a link to an article about sodium common in food items. Incorporating salt substitutes or herbs and spices can add flavor without adding excessive amounts of protein. By monitoring your sodium intake, you can better manage your blood pressure and fluid retention, improving overall health outcomes. Now, when dining out on a renal diabetic diet, it's important to navigate the menu with a focus on healthy options. This includes choosing dishes that are lower in carbohydrates, higher in fiber, and contain lean protein sources. Practicing portion control strategies can help manage blood sugar levels and prevent overeating. It's crucial to avoid high sodium foods as they can lead to fluid retention and worsen kidney function. So by being mindful of those key points, individuals can enjoy dining out while still prioritizing their health and well-being. When dining out and looking for healthy menu options on a renal diabetic diet, making wise menu choices is crucial to maintain blood sugar levels and support your kidney health. Here's how to do it. Number one, plan ahead. Check the restaurant's menu online in advance to choose options that align with your dietary needs. Number two, choose grilled or baked. Opt for grilled, baked, or steamed dishes instead of fried ones. This reduces unhealthy fats and helps control sodium intake. Controlling your portions. Many restaurant portions are larger than necessary. Consider sharing a dish with a friend, ordering an appetizer as your main course, or asking for a to-go container at the start of the meal to portion out leftovers. Ask for modifications. Don't hesitate to ask for substitutions or modifications to suit your dietary requirements. Request sauces, dressings, and condiments on the side to control portions. Focus on vegetables. Choose dishes with non-starchy vegetables as the main component. These are lower in carbs and can help you feel full. Lean protein. Opt for lean protein sources like grilled chicken, fish, or tofu. Avoid processed meats and excessive use of cheese. Number seven, avoid high sodium foods. Minimize sodium by avoiding heavily salted dishes and request low sodium options when possible, like asking them not to salt the food on the grill. Eight, limit sugary beverages. Choose water, unsweetened tea, or sparkling water over sugary beverages. Be cautious with alcohol consumption and consult your healthcare team if you have questions about that. Number nine, watch for hidden ingredients. Be aware that hidden ingredients that might affect your blood sugar or kidney function. For instance, choose whole grain options over refined carbs. Remember, open communication with restaurant staff about your dietary needs can help ensure that your meal is prepared in a way that aligns with your diabetic renal diet. Practicing portion control while dining out on a diabetic renal diet is vital to manage blood sugar and support kidney health. Here are some effective strategies. Number one, order smaller half portions. Look for appetizers, half portions, or lunch-sized options on the menu. These are often more appropriate portions for managing your dietary needs. Number two, share dishes. Share your meal with a friend or family member to split both the portion size and the calories and the cost. Number three, request a to-go box. As soon as your meal arrives, portion out an appropriate amount and request a to-go box for the rest. This prevents overeating and provides another meal for later. Prioritize your vegetables. Fill your plate with non-starchy vegetables, which are low in carbohydrates and calories. This helps control portion size and adds valuable nutrients. Number five, divide your plate. Mentally divide your plate into sections, half for vegetables, a quarter for lean protein, and a quarter for whole grains or starches. Avoid supersizing. Be cautious of upsizing or combo deals that often come with larger portions and extra calories. Number seven, skip the bread basket. Avoid filling up on refined bread or other high-carb appetizers or stuff they bring for free to the tables, and that can lead to overeating. Ask for dressings and sauces on the side. This allows you to control the amount you use and saves on excess calories and sodium. Mindful eating, eat slowly, savor each bite, and pay attention to your body's signals of fullness to avoid overeating. Number 10, stay hydrated. Drink water throughout your meal. Sometimes thirst can be mistaken for hunger, leading to larger portions. And number 11, focus on quality, not quantity. Choose nutrient-dense options like vegetables that provide essential vitamins and minerals, even if the portion size is smaller. By incorporating these portion control strategies, you can enjoy dining out while adhering to your diabetic renal diet, promoting better blood sugar management and supporting your kidney health. Your renal diet helps you take control of your health. A diabetic renal diet meal plan is crucial for individuals who are managing both kidney disease and diabetes. By understanding the importance of carbohydrates, protein intake, portion control, and choosing the right foods, you can effectively manage your conditions and maintain your health. Regular checkups while adapting to your lifestyle to accommodate a diabetic renal diet are also essential. Staying hydrated plays a significant role in this diet plan, as well as managing your portions and using strategies when you're eating out. Overall, following a personalized diabetic renal diet helps you take control of your health and well-being.
You've been listening to the Renal Diet Headquarters podcast. Head on over to the website at www.renaldiethq.com/go/email to sign up for our email list and get exciting updates every week on what is happening. Thanks, and we will talk to you again next week.